Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, who do you know that's working today? Perhaps you haven't given it a thought, and perhaps that doesn't matter. But you know, as you start thinking about who might be working, some of those people are doing it because they want to, others because they're required to, and others, you know, that just don't have a choice. I'm thinking about all of our service people who are far and away from their homes, who are serving in the military and taking care of us in that way. And then there's all those folks who work at hospitals and care centers and who perhaps are on call for emergencies, may not be working actually, but they're ready to go to work. Then there are all kinds of hospitality places. There are some restaurants here open, hotels, motels, all those kinds of places that have to be there for those who are traveling. And there are some retail stores who are open and just to, you know, this one more day to do business. There's lots of other people on the list that you might think about who are doing this because either they have to or because they have a choice to. And then there's all those folks who really don't celebrate Christmas because of religious differences or just because Christmas is not an important day to them. And so they perhaps they are volunteering. They've said, well, I don't mind working on Christmas Day because that's not an important day to me. And I guess thanks to them who are doing that because other folks who really want to be at home with their families on Christmas perhaps have a better choice to do that. Interesting to me that the UK in England keeps good tabs on that and has reported that the number of people who are working on Christmas Day has jumped 78% in 8 years. That's a big change in 8 years, and again, for various reasons. And then there's all the folks who may be at home who take their computers or their iPhones with them, who are checking their emails and actually perhaps doing some business via email on Christmas Day. There was a survey done online of 1,200 people, and 56% of them are checking their work emails today. So they're just not getting away from their work at all, even though they may be at home or at a family's place doing something to celebrate Christmas, they're still working. Interesting story, I thought, about the UPS and their drivers. Their drivers are not working today, and that's made some people really upset. Why? Because there's been a big backlog of packages, much of that due to weather, where things were being sent, you know, and then the airplanes didn't fly, various weather-related kinds of things that made that package back up. But there are some other reasons, like lots more people ordering online that expect to get them in the mail. And then there are all those businesses that promise that, you know, almost to the last minute, we expect them to follow up and deliver because they said the package would be delivered by Christmas. So it just kind of rolls on and affects lots of people in lots of different ways. Well, whatever you're doing today, whether it is working, or you're at home with a family, you're somewhere else with your family, and I'm hoping that you are having a really great day. And, you know, there's that song that's sort of a nostalgia. It's like you'd like to be home, but you're not there. So I asked Chris to find that song, you know, and play that for us this morning. So until next time, I'm hoping your day is going well, and Merry Christmas.